Well, Malcolm Turnbull says he wants to put innovation front and centre of Australia's economic policy. And later today, the federal government will announce plans to set up a start-up workspace in San Francisco. It's hoped this will act as a landing pad for Australian entrepreneurs trying to get a head start in Silicon Valley. The Federal Assistant Minister for Innovation, Wyatt Roy, is in San Francisco. Wyatt Roy, welcome to RN Breakfast.
G'day, Fran. Thanks for having me on, and sort of good afternoon from San Francisco.
You're going to be announcing this launch pad later today. For a start, can you explain to us the concept? What's a launch pad in Silicon Valley?
Well, a launch pad provides a physical presence here in Silicon Valley for Australian entrepreneurs to gain access to the incredible marketplace that we have here, to gain access to the capital markets that are here to invest in these Australian startups, to grow their sort of talents and skills and have that exposure. So we'll physically be locating this landing pad at a place called Rocket Space, which is this incredible incubator that has had the likes of Uber and Spotify go through it. So it's a really exciting partnership, which I think is something that will really benefit Australian entrepreneurs. And then on top of that, it will provide a very strong networking community. There are what we call the Australian Mafia here in Silicon Valley. So many Australian entrepreneurs have come here. They're kind of taking over the place. And we think about 20,000 Australian entrepreneurs here. And the landing pad will provide a networking opportunity to really utilise those entrepreneurs to help our innovation ecosystem back home.
Let's hear a bit more about that. The Rocket Space is a building. It's a building there in Silicon Valley, as you say. Uber's been through it. Spotify's been through it. The landing pad that Australia is offering, is that some office space there for people to use while they happen to be in San Francisco trying to get deals, trying to get startup money, things like that? Or is it where a new startup can set up base for a while, short or long term?
It is it's very, you know, we can really utilise it in the best way possible for the Australian entrepreneur, but essentially, you're right, it is this physical space that people can use while they're here. They can go through a program, I think off the top of my head, for about 3 months and have access to the resources of Rocket Space and all of San Francisco. And to give you an idea of the sort of resources that we're talking about, it's business mentorship from some of the best entrepreneurs in the world. It's the potential to access capital from some very large VC funds here or angel investors who could invest into that business, and also the ability to access people with really good talent and skills in things like digital technology or coding or whatever it might be to help grow and scale that Australian business. So it's a very powerful resource in the physical sense that you can be in that space, but also it will provide a person to help with the networking to drive those connections between, you know, the people that we need here. And it really, by having this physical presence here, will help put our country on the global innovation map. We've seen a couple of countries do this. Singapore has done this. I hate saying it, but New Zealand has done it, and it's proved to be very successful. And this is our first one of five across the globe. We'll be opening one in Tel Aviv shortly as well, and then a few locations throughout Asia and possibly Europe.
I think a lot of people listening will be really interested to hear this. Can you give us more sense of the services that are going to exist there and the personnel? You say there'll be one person there whose job it is to get the networking, presumably have sort of organised, you know, social events or some kind of networking events with the Australian Mafia and those who are coming through and set up meetings and things. But will there be technical staff on hand? I mean, what else? Who else will be there?
Absolutely. Well, the first point is that the person who will be coordinating this, we're going out for an open tender, and my hope is that we get a pretty successful entrepreneur who's connected to the networks over here to fill that role. It's a pretty exciting role to have. It's a job I wouldn't mind having. So we'll go out to market for that physical role. But to give you some examples, it's a place that we can run very large networking events, which traditionally happens in these sorts of spaces. It's a place where we can ensure that we have the likes of Google or Facebook or Airbnb or others come in and see some of these startups and potentially invest in them, look at hopefully in some cases acquiring them, which helps them grow at a very fast rate. In some cases, a business person might be able to find somebody who's incredibly good at coding who could work in their business and provides that networking in that space where there is already hundreds of people involved in this space, which we just don't yet have that density back home. So it's an ability to leverage what's happening here.
And you say New Zealand's done it. Has it done it with much effect? Has it been measurable?
It has. I hate saying this, Fran. I don't like talking up to New Zealanders, but it has proved to be a very, very successful place for Kiwi entrepreneurs to come here. I am very happy to say a couple of things. the Kiwis have a pretty good space here, a pretty good landing pad. I think ours will be significantly better. The partnership with Rocket Space really puts us up there with the best of the best, as I said, sort of companies being created in there, like
Spotify. How much will it cost? How much will it cost the Australian government to do this, to set this up and keep it running?
I don't have the budget. Some incredible work for our more traditional industries in mining and resources, in agriculture. Clearly, as you said in the intro, the Prime Minister wants to put innovation at the heart of our economic narrative, and this is essentially using some of those resources to drive the new economy.
Now, I know you're on the road there in San Francisco, and the phone is running out, but how quickly will this be established? From what date will entrepreneurs be able to access this?
So we'll be announcing the physical space today. We'll be going out to tender for the new position, and I would hope in the next few months we'll be able to get this going. And it will be a bit of an iterative process. So some of the services will be available earlier. For example, the opportunity to network and register. So those networks will be up to do quicker than the first businesses coming in. But hopefully over the next couple of months we'll be able to really scale this up and over time sort of supercharge it.
It's 12 past 8. Our guest is Federal Assistant Minister for Innovation, Wyatt Roy. Wyatt Roy, before I let you go, I know you're a long way from home, but can I just ask you about a domestic matter? Because this month the Australian Federal Police did confirm that they were talking to you, asking you questions about allegations of illegal copying of Peter Slipper's diary. This is around James Ashby. Can you confirm you've spoken to police, and are you still engaged with the police?
No, I mean, as I said in the media a number of times, not a lot of media interviews about this over many years. At the end of last year, after what was in the media, I had a short, brief conversation with the AFP about what was in the media. Just to very briefly run through this again, something that's been reported pretty widely many, many years ago. Mr. Ashby came and saw me very upset. He'd been, I believe, or he told me he'd been sexually harassed by Peter Slipper, which was, of course, at the time one of the most powerful politicians in the country. It was the Labor Party's choice for Speaker of the House of Representatives. And I said, let me find out how you make a complaint. Went and spoke to Christopher Fine, found out how he would make a complaint, suggested he should talk to a lawyer. A couple of conversations over a couple of days, and I never heard from him again. So he says
that you instructed him to copy Peter Slipper's diary, and that, of course, is an illegal act.
I suggested that he make a complaint and that he talk to a lawyer. I probably said things like he should diarise events. I said that he should make a complaint to the Department of Finance. And, I mean, this is something that, has very much been on the public record for a long time. And
you didn't tell him to photocopy the diary?
Well, why would you for a sexual harassment complaint? Sexual harassment is a very serious thing. If you're being sexually harassed, regardless of how powerful the person is, you should make a complaint about that. And that's what I suggested he do.
And you still engage with the AFP? Still talking to them?
I haven't heard from them since one conversation at the end of last year.
Wyatt Roy, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Fran. Cheers.
Wyatt Roy is the Federal Assistant Minister for Innovation, and later today in San Francisco, he will officially announce this startup workspace in San Francisco, a landing pad, they call it, in a place called Rocket Space.